You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, where today we're joined by photographer Rachel Andrews of Soft of Sight Photography to discuss her sight loss journey and her photography. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So first things first, can you tell us a bit about your sight loss?
Yeah, it's due to myopic macular degeneration, and I have no eyesight in my left eye and no central vision in my right eye. And what I do have is left is kind of impacted by cataracts as well.
And this, I believe, happened in your 20s and you turned to photography. How did you get into that?
Yeah, I sort of lost the sight in one eye in my early 20s and then sort of carried on as normal and then suddenly lost the sight in my other eye, which kind of put a crimp on things, really, to be fair. But I, at the time, was, after about a year, was given a digital camera because at the time I had pet rats and I couldn't see them and I needed to look after them. So we hit upon the idea of if I had a digital camera, I could take pictures of them, blow them up on my computer screen, and then I could see if they had things like abscesses or needed the claws cut or that kind of stuff. So it basically a purely practical thing to start off with.
And also I can imagine an emotional thing as well, because pet, you're very, very attached to them, obviously, and not being able to see them must be quite difficult.
Yeah, it really did break my heart. And of course, you know, it was typical that they were one of the smallest pets that you can get. So it's not like they're massive, like a big dog or a horse or something. So at the time, it's just rats. So yeah, it helped me stay connected with them, obviously.
And that almost utility need for a camera and then blowing them up has turned into a true passion for the subject. So when did that transition happen into it becoming a real hobby and a passion of yours?
I think it was a sort of couple of years later when I moved to a house that actually had a garden, because at the time I was living in a flat when I experienced sight loss, and I had a garden. I've always liked nature and flowers and stuff, and I kind of thought, oh, I can't really see those flowers. And I thought, well, why don't you take pictures of them? And then discovered that not just from a point of view of this is a flower, I did actually like kind of making artistic shots as well. So that it came out of, you know, the love of flowers in the garden.
If you can't see very well, how logistically do you get into photography? Because obviously it is a very visual medium.
Yeah, I mean, I'm lucky that in real terms that my sight loss happened in the age when digital photography was beginning to become more popular, because if it was film, I'd be bankrupt within a week because my throwaway ratio is very high. So that's the wonderful thing about digital photography, that you can zoom into things not only on the camera but also when you're editing them on a large screen without the technology of things like focus peaking and, you know, cameras where you can set the settings and set it and forget it. I would not be able to do it. So I think that's definitely a bonus for people these days with visual impairments, because film is just, I would find that impossible personally.
You've mentioned there the technology. Also, one of the other benefits is being able to share these photos now, and you share them a lot on both Facebook and Instagram. How have you found the reaction to your photos?
Well, it's interesting because to start off with, although my Instagram and Facebook name is Soft of Sight, I didn't really make so much of a big thing about being severely sight impaired, because I kind of wanted the shots to stand on their own. I did kind of explain it, and obviously if I've got a picture of my guide dog on there and he's in harness or whatever, it's obvious. So but recently, you know, it's been more obvious that I've been visually impaired, and I think some people think maybe I've got more eyesight than I have, and that's quite a compliment, I suppose. And people have been really, really positive and said they've been inspired, so that's really nice to know that you've inspired other people.
For any of our listeners who are out there perhaps struggling with sight loss and they want to get into a hobby, if you get any advice for them, and just how important is it to find something like you've found photography?
I think the idea that when you experience sight loss, or if you're born with sight loss, that you can't be visually creative is quite a stifling thing. And you can, you know, my husband, for example, is completely blind and he is a leather worker. So there are ways around that you can find to do these things. And technology and the internet and being able to connect with other people on social media is a really valuable tool. So even if you think, well, I'd like to do this, but I've got no idea, there will be someone out there that you can connect with on the internet who will have tried it already. So yeah, make use of people and reach out and just say, well, you know, I want to do it, how do I do it? And you'll find a way, there'll be a way.
And finally, just before we run out of time, where can our listeners find your work? We've mentioned your Facebook and Instagram already, so if you want to give them a bit of a shout out.
basically it's on Facebook I'm just called Soft of Sight Photography, and on Instagram I'm also called Soft of Sight Photography, just for the keeping it the same, so if not I'll forget what I'm doing. So yeah.
So Rachel Andrews of Soft of Sight Photography, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, thanks for having me.